And I
cannot
use that phone.
Is entering the conference.
Mark Wiener
is entering the conference.
Sorry, I didn't speak to you before because I was driving on two of the crazy people. Thank you, sweetheart. Not going to bite back to her first. You're going there now?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank
you. Thank you.
Okay, my lady has a broken pelvis. She is in the rehab center here.
How about that?
No, it's more than that.
Did she fall or did she drop? I mean, you know, that's the problem.
Somebody
pushed her.
Somebody pushed her.
After
the airport, yeah, she was in the hospital for a few days. Now she's at rehab. We'll see. Mazel tov. You only...
Not only, yeah, but from it.
What's this say? What's Machter for you, sir?
Baruch Hashem, it's great.
No, I'm talking about the Yoni.
The Yoni is doing very well. Made a marvelous sleep.
Hello.
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 Sorry,
man.
Anybody on there? Hello? Anybody here? Wiener's on! Okay.
Okay. Once discussed part of this years ago having to do with Shavuos. Going further or reviewing it more comprehensively this time.
Can I get the coming room?
You're on?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
Couple of hours
just to get off the plane tomorrow. Yeah, of course. Well, I look back, I traveled in 07 to Australia.
$25.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be here by an hour.
You're sitting
here, right?
Yeah.
Wherever you sit. Well,
take a seat.
Wherever you sit.
About Shavuos,
mm-hmm.
And a good part of the structure of the shiur is taken from one of my favorite svarim in Lamdas, I mean, that deals with a lot of the inyanim that makes a very comprehensive view of the particular subject. The late Rav Zolti's are from Yerushalayim in the Sefer of Mishnas Yavetz, and that's the name of the Sefer. Well, others have the same name. I think of three Mechabrim that have the name Yavetz, but this is from Rav Zolti's Sefer and some of the things that I've added, which is the first Chelik on Ora Chaim, is Shiurim in depth on Inyanim of Yamin Tevet. So this will be about Shavuos. Now, if you look there on the sheets you have on page 1, where it talks about, first of all, Seder, Tfilas Chag HaShavuos. This is from the Shulchan Aruch, Ora Chaim, Siman Tov, Tzadik Dalet, Ovo Gimel Se'ifin. So first of all, it's telling us, V'yayim Chanishim V'sfilas Ha'emeh Hu Chag HaShavuos. That's going to be Shavuos. And with the point that, of course, that the Mechaber is making is that Shavuos does not have a day on the calendar. It's the Emeh that gives it the Chalais of the Zaman, when the Yom Tov is. And the Seder HaTfilah Kamo the Yom Tov Shal Pesach. El Sha'emin Nisyeim Chag HaShuas HaZeh Zaman Matan Tzer HaSeinu V'Gayim Mahalo Yisei the Gantz Halil V'Motzim Shai Svarim V'Kayim Berishan Chanisha V'Lechedish HaShlishi HaTzeif HaSeder. That's in Parshas Yisro U'Mavta Kayu B'Sheni. In other words, when it's talking about in the second sefer, will be Yom HaBikurim. U'maftir and after b'merkava the Yecheskel. Is there in the first, in the Maisa Merkava of Yecheskel. U'mesayim b'posib b'tzitza'eni ruach. Now, I'm not focusing actually on that particular Indian here about the Kriya itself, but if you take a look there, we have underlined in the Taz, in the Morgan Dovid, by Simon Tzadik Dal, the left side, it says there, this has to do with the entering into Yom Tov. In Yom Tov Hashem, tomorrow evening, everybody generally knows that on Erev Shavuos, we daven very late. Daven very late. Then, normally by Shabbos, you could be Magdim, it's good Lahesiv Michol Alekadesh, and by other yummy craving, but when it comes to Shavuos, look what it says here: Ma'achrim lahaskil avis b'knisa Shavuos, kedei shiyu yemei hasfira tmimus. That it should be tmimus. Now that's brought in the Taz. If you look in the sheet number 2, let's turn it over. Actually, what I'm going to do is turn it over. And that's actually from the Morgan Avram, another great pesik on the Shulchan Aruch, and where I have it underlined, the Leil Shavuos Ein, because he's saying basically the same thing, but he's saying it very specifically, Ein Mekatzin Alatres Atzeta Kachavim, the Sea Tanima Yisiyan, basically saying the same thing, and this is brought down from Achreinim, one of them, the Mem Beis is from the Masas Binyamin, one of the Shuvas there that you have that and from the Gedolei Achreinim. The Ayin Hay, I don't know exactly who that is, but there are other Paskim all have brought it down that you wait very late on Shavuos. So what is the basic reasoning? Why are we Why do we have to do that? It just says because of Tmimus. And what is the fundamental concept that we have? What? Yeah, but now take a look on sheet number 3. You'll see here something that seems to go in a little bit in a different direction. Sheet number 3 is taken from the Rosh on Arvei Tzachim, in the text of Tzachim. Remember, the Mishnah in Arvei Tzachim is talking about that, Samach Lamincha lo yochol atcher techshach, don't eat until it gets dark, and then talking about making the Seder. Now, you take a look at Simon Days right there in the Rosh, which I have underlined, atcher techshach. So the Rosh asks the question, Tema, Amai Tana atcher techshach, why did he mention, why is this any different than any Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov? It's based on the Gemara and all, but the Rosh is quoting this whole thing. Ella, the Loktani Ella, he said, the Loktani Ella, lo yechol min amincha ella maila. He only says, lo yechol min amincha ella maila. The Tzula, and more, and later not. The Eshlema, the Osir Hashmini, is coming to tell us, Afagad, the B'Shabbos, U'V'Shah, Yomim, Tevim. Yopa, now look at the way the Rosh is quoting this. Our goal, Rabbi Shabbos, and any other Yontas. Remember, the Yontas that he's talking about in this context is only Pesach. He says, by Shabbos, U'V'Shah, Yomim, Tevim, Yopa, L'Hesif, B'Nachol, Alakadish. The Lecho, this is the key. Kedem Shetetcha. See, before, Kedem Binim, the Perik, Tzvila, Tashacha. And what does it say there in the Gemara and Brachas? Mispalel Odom Shal Shabbos, the Erel Shabbos. You can, Davin, you know, you can be Makabal Shabbos earlier. In Erel Shabbos, and the Eime Kiddush Al Akeit, the Erev HaPesach, the Erev HaPesach, that's what he's saying, Lo Motzi Ochil Achetetcha. That he can't eat until it gets dark. He can't be, although he says they can say the Kiddush on a case, but the Achila, and we have certain Achilas, where in the time of the Migdash is Pesach, Matzah, and Mara. In the time when we remember Bizman Azeh, it's only Matzah and Mara. But he does say he can say the Kiddush there, Pesach, and La Matzi Ochil, Atzah Pesach. Until we get, of course, there's a question of the dollar cases.
Yeah, right.
But we'll get to that. Just for a moment. But meanwhile, he seems to make a distinction here. The same mashma he brings to Yerushalmi, or actually it should be a Tosefta, Shuli Pei Beis, the Kama Pesach Matzah Mor Eichlim Bebas Achas Umeemesai Eichlam Misha Tefchach. When the Tanya Nami the Kamona Pesach Eina Nechol Ella. Belilah, only Belilah. If you go up on the top there, he says, Matzah, so that's only Pesach. What about Matzah? Pesach is Matzah, it's still a Pesach. The same, a Matzah, Melan Yachlu. Peres Somach Remincha. Now, what is the Peres Somach Remincha? What does that mean? He's going back to the Mishnah. When it says, Lo Yecho, Arbit Somach Remincha, Lo Yecho, Ola Matzah Pesach, means mitesha shoras ulamayla. The mincha gufel mitesha shoras ulamayla. The samach lo tesha shoras means that actually after you divide the day into what we call shoras manios, into you divide up as far as the length of the day is concerned, whether you're counting from the neshachama to shkia, or whether you're counting from amuda shachar to tesha kachavi. Either way, you divide it up into 9 halakim. That's what he's telling us. But meanwhile, coming back to over here, what the way the Rosh has quoted, has cited, that there's a difference, seems to be a difference between Erev Pesach and other Yomim Tovim and Shabbosos. You take a look down, and the Korban Nisanal takes note of that. He has a ha'ora on that. Afal Gaf, the Shabbos is the Yomim Tovim Yochel Ahesim Mechol Al Hakedush. The Lecho Kedem Shetefshach. Mikan Raya. Now, this is what he points out. The Loka Morgan Avram, the Simon Top Sarik Dalad, the Baleo Shruis, A Mekachin Alayayan, Ad Seis Akrafavim, the Sea, Tamina Siena. The Rosh doesn't make any distinction. The Rosh seems to imply that you'll also be Magdim early on Eru Shruis. That's his aura that he has over there. And, of course, he got the Korban Nisano goes a little bit further of Hikshesi Rishol. I asked the Kasha if he's there, my Torah, what's the Gemara's Kasha, my ear? The Gemara asks, are my ear Avi Psochim? I feel Avi Shabbos is Nami, Deim Be'er Shabbos Yantav Osa Lecho, Min Amin Vulamayla. Today, what's the whole reason? Today, she according to Shabbos. He's too toy when he has an appetite. There's a habit of sheer equal. It's like the sheer of digestion. It's even when it's still daytime, it's not actually dark. But maybe it's mutter to eat when I'm in for a mile. He came vare tzricha rabba the Torah vashminin avi tzor. That's the reason why I have to tell me avi tzorim. A few of our poskim to be yomtu shel atzeros, which means shvuas. Nami also lecho hacha tefsha. Avi didu kosha kushas pesas. A mile on the shani, the town of the Pesachar. The town is only talking about pesas, not about anything else. The Masha's dear faces in Shum Pesela of the Maniach, he wouldn't have set aside Aviv Shabbosis. When the Fi Masha Kasafti lo Yuhul and Nisne Aviv Shabbosis. He can't learn Aviv Shabbosis. He remains by the question over here why it's only the Gemara and the Mishnah is only focusing on Erev Pesel, not on the other times. However, one of the main things that we have out of here is seems to be if you medayik the Rosh, who's a Rishon, it's Deicha, what the Morgan Avraham and the Taz say, that you have to wait for Kiddush very late. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that particular language, anything else of that sort. So we have to try to understand, is there what's the basis of the Machlekes when we're dealing with this here, with this Inyan here. And actually, we do find a machlekes between, although the Taz here is on record in saying that ma'achrim, we wait later and so forth, yet there's an inconsistency with the Taz. The Taz and Hilchos Lulav, which I didn't run off, but the Taz and Hilchos Lulav in Siman Tov Reish Samach Ches quotes the Mashal, who's earlier. Of course, then the Mashal says, not to eat. We're talking about Hilchos Lulav at the end of the dinim of Sukkah. You have sheep, the 7 days of sitting in the Sukkah. Then you have Shmini Atzeres. And anyone that learns the halacha, whether you learn it in the Mishnah Berurah or anything else, there's sort of a warning. So if you want to sit on the seventh day, on the eve of Shemini Atzeres. I'm not talking about Chutzoros with the whole Shaila of whether you sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres or not. According to the Gemara in Sukkah, it says over there what the in Chutzoros on Shemini Atzeres, Pashtus is, forget about all the seating. The Pashtus is, Yesuva Yasvinen, Bruche Ilom of Achinen. You sit in the Sukkah, you don't make a bracha. And that's that. Let's talk about Eretz Yisrael. When once Shvi, the 7 days of Sukkot are over, you're not allowed to sit in there. There'll be a baltasim and so forth. So they warn that to wait until it gets dark. It gets dark because if you go into the Sukkot on Erev Shmini Atzeres when it's still Shvi, you might be Mechayev and Abracha. So they warn you to wait. But let's say you were ready for Mechabel Shmini Atzeres. Suppose you didn't wait till it got dark. You were ready Mechabel the Yontav earlier, like we do with every other Yontav. You know, you have the 7 days of Sukkot, and then you Mechabel Yontav earlier. You said Baruch Hu already and so forth. So then there's a question is, well, man, let's say after you said Baruch Hu, can you go into the, if you go into the sukkah, if you go into the sukkah, you have a problem there also of making a, when it's to make a bracha. Even in Chutzlores, if you go in at that time, you might have a shaila. Maybe it's still Shvi yet because you were magdim very early. Maybe you're mechuyev to make the bracha. So what about that? So the Taz there says something which is different than, he brings down the Mashal, and the Mashal says the following. Shalolecho, don't eat the Knesset Yom Shmini Atzeres Adalai. Wait until it's actually dark. Because if not, Patsor Levorach Leisha B'Sukkah. That's what you have to do. Even the Adayin Yoma, though it's realistically a day. I hear a Mekabah Yom, but it's still day. That's one of the, so that's a Mashal. The Ein Lamer, I maybe will say, once you make it, Michol Alakadish, it has the Kedusha of Shmini Atzeres, and Sukkot is gone, so you don't have to worry about it. The Ein Lamer came in the Mason, Michol Alakadish, and he came over Hayyim Zain, and Mashal says no. Nehi, the Masif and Bitzvila, you were Mason Bitzvila. And like we find that Rav, and which the same Gemara that the Rosh quoted in Brachas, Rav Soli Shal Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. See, Davini was Makabel Shabbos, already Erev Shabbos. So, although he did that, I will low lasso slide, but it doesn't make it for night. There's a chili between Kabbalah and whether it has a Dean Lila. Sorry, Kriyash, and the eye is, what do we do with Kriyashma? We wait. We say that wait till really dark later and has to say over Kriyashma. We do that all the time when we're Makabel Shabbos or Yom Tov earlier. So obviously, Vayayimah B'Shaitai, B'Shemhochi Ein Roi, so then the Mashal says, Ein Roi Lispor Ha'Eimah B'Leil Shabbos Achra Kiddush Ad Laila. In other words, even if you're Makabel Shabbos early, and you made Kiddush and everything else, but don't count Sphere until it's actually dark, because Sphere Ta'ima has to be Belila. That's the point that the Mashal makes, as though you're a Masif Michol ala Kiddush. So the Taz disagrees. And this is going to be a Sphere now to what he said here with Shavuot. But the Taz says over there the following. He says, well, he uses language that, because he's saying that you, let's say it's on, it's Sukkot is almost over, and you have already Makabo Shmini Atzeres. But according to the Mashal, you have to wait until it's actually dark to eat. So he says, why is it Geza Tainus? Lama Geza Tainus Bechinam Mishas Kaninus Kinesis Shmini Atzeres Zehu Medeidyayim. The who, heck, another way he says the following, the Mosifri Michol ala Kedish, and that's a Deraisa. He says the dean of Pesvis Yantav is a dean of Deraisa. So if you're Mesif and a Chol ala Kedish, now Kol HaChayiv Lis'anais, as you have to fast, you have to wait until really Sukkot is over and you get into Shmir Adalaiwa. The Zevadei Hu Mi'anima. He says that's not. It's not possible. It's not right to do that. The Emes Verazu, he says, Shabon Harabol, he disagrees with the Mashal. He says, Eina Kiyum Klau, has no standing. He says, the Vadai Misha Mesif Michol Alakadish, who Asa Al Pi, in other words, Tibui Tarasenu. You Mesif Michol Alakadish. Asus, yeah, he's accepting the premise that is an absolute deraisa. There is a machlekes in that, but he's accepting that. It's based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and other places where they said in the Erev Ad Erev, Tishbisu, we talk about Yom Kippur, and the Gemara spells out not only Yom Kippur, what about Shabbos, what about Yom Tov, and they include all the Moshe Michol Alakadish. And he's saying this, so it's in a Kvar, Chol of the Holach Mimenu, so therefore, once he's Mekabel himself, Mesi Mechol Alekadish, Shmini Atzeres, sukkahs is gone. No more sukkahs. Although it's still yang. That's what the Taz is saying here. And the Havikamo, Kamo Balaila. It's almost like Balaila. Umachar Mamish. This is the language of the Taz. Umasha Kosov Arab, and he says, what's the Mashal right? What about the Deen of Rav? Sorry, Shel Shabbos, the Eru Shabbos, and nevertheless, you said Krishma later on, he said. Royamamtim in Krishma Adalila, the Chain, the Aimer, and what about Trias Aimer? So the Taz says, Samotri al Gabarab, you know, al Gabarab of such a girdle. Machos Bezer, the low, he's saying this. The Lokor Zer al Zer. The one has nothing to do with the other, he says. This Kriyashma, the Aimer, is a deen, he says, Belila. The Lama, Yagdim, is a yang. Why should it be Magdim when it's still day? And the last says, Shalom, in other words, Shalom Kadinam, Masha, in other words, Masha Kibul Shabbat Shalom, whether it was Makabul Shabbat on him. My year, Chosolo, the Aim, Yamtim, be dwelling, what's going to bother him if he waits a little later? Will Lismach al Kabbalah Shabbos mi begay? The low sagi beladochi. Masha ain't came the chi of sukkah. Because when it comes to the chi of sukkah, we saying goodbye to sukkahs. Shifonenu hain mitzad haknisa hain. In other words, mitzad, he says, mitzad hu achila. Akein hi nimnas mimena b'shav shekibu kedushas yantuk shoshmini atzeres. Shabazer, with that, what does he do? Say to mitzvah sukkah. Once you say it's mini atzeres, no more sukkahs. So you can't keep both. Whereas the other things are a mitzvah potios. So your aim is a mitzvah potios. That's be at night, regardless what it is, the way you're counting. That's the way the Taz is relating this. So you have here a rather significant difference between the Taz and the Mashal. That the deen, according to the Taz, when you make it Mechol al HaKadosh, anything that was there before of the previous day is gone. It's now a new day. It's completely a new day. Aye, that which maybe somebody had to get a count sphere, well, that's a deen and a lila. That's what he's trying to tell us. That's a deen and a lila. That's all. That's the point that he's trying to make. The Taz. And the Mashal says, no, that once he's, I'm just reviewing it, he's Meisif al-Kadosh, but it does not make it for Lila. Meisif al-Kadosh, we might give it the Kedusha Sayyim, but it does not have a Deen Lila. That it does not change it in that with things that demand Lila, like eating the Korban Pesach, Matzah, and Mura, has to actually be a Deen Lila. It's Alof and Lila, but not a Deen in the Kedusha Sayyim. Although you already makabel the yontif and everything else of that sort, but to be mekayim the mitzvah of the chilas matzah, it has to be belila. It has to be just like the korban pesach, belila hazeh, whatever it is.
So that's the difference in terms of the kiddush.
Yes. The question is here is that the when it comes to the question of kiddush on the night of Shavuos. So according to the Mashal, we can understand why
you have to wait.
Because since we're dealing with Tzvius HaEmer, if you Mekadosh earlier, it's going to interfere with the Tzmimus. That's what he's saying. But the Taz says it does not interfere with the Tzmimus. You have the Kedushas, at least in the Taz and Hilvus Lulav. Although over here the Taz says we still wait. That's part of a sort of a contradiction.
According to the Taz, he will be able, I would assume, he's not allowed to bench Sfira Sa'omer, to make the bracha for Sfira Sa'omer, let's say, last night. We couldn't, after the plug, let's say we wanted to daven Meir at 7:30. Daven early, some place they daven early even when
right.
Midweek. You couldn't take the brach for three or something at 8 o'clock until at least
have a deen when it's actually live.
So why would there be an afkamina between counting Sira Sahoma and Shavuos?
Well, you would have to wait, but according to the Taz still says you have to wait until it's Lila to have, in other words, there's a Deen and Lila from Sfasir Sa'ima. But the Kedusha Sayyim is there. That's the point. The Kedusha Sayyim
could be there earlier.
Could be earlier.
In other words, there's a difference between Sfira Sa'om
and the Kabbalah of Yantav, the Kedusha Sayyim. So Sfira requires Lila. Matzah requires Lila, although it's already could be Yantav from before. That's the point. However, the Zoti Zal brings and says that actually that this is a machlekes in the Achrayim between the Tars.
Is entering the conference.
And the Mashal. So he brings a mucker and says it's also machlekes in the Rishayim. What is a machlekes in the Rishayim? And the machlekes in the Rishayim will be the following. Because the, but before even getting to that, before that machlekes in the Rishayim, we find a similar kind of machlekes in bearing on another halacha in Yerodea by the dean of Nida. So when her counting, that when she has to have, in other words, after the woman has made a bedika, and she has a bedika of Muhdotha, she's about to start the Shiva Nakiyam. If you take a look there on sheet number 4, there, actually, in the if you look at the whole halacha, there she was yomim shahazava. Yes, Yerodea kuktadik vav, and sif aleph. She was yomim shahazava soferes, masil mimachlas yom shapaskavol. And once he's made what we call a hefsik tahara, the kach mishpata in tira beiz yomim or gimel or paska milileis. Bodekas b'yayim shapaska, she makes a bedika on the day that she stopped. Yedei shetisrik b'tahara. The bedika zu tia somach l'bein hashmoshes. It should be very towards the end of the day. Yechei noigim l'chatzila, with the evid, afila lo bota atzo rak shachris, v'mosa atzma tahila tzagi b'kach. That's what the Hamor quotes there from the tour. Yechei marazbo, b'shefer, even afila the divrei harosh. The oilam, however, we're machmir yelameid odom lahachmir lachatila, the serv beisei, shetei bodekes biyoim hefzik tahara, the muh dopus, shei shon ko bein hashmoshe, shezu abdika, motir midei ko sofik. Now that's the way the maisa is all the time. Women ask these shilas many times. One of the most prevalent shilas is they forget to make the bedika later on, so they said whether they can start the season the game, whether they made a bedika in the morning, didn't they or not? So this is, he's saying actually in principle the bedika and the shachas would be enough, but we try the chatzila absolutely that it should be the bedika towards the end of the day. Now here's where it comes to our inyan here of what is day and what is night. Then we come into this type of situation. So look at the Ramah brings two sheetahs here. Yes, amen. Im is follow our call arvis. Let's say the shul they davened early. I mean, you can daven mayr. Let's say it's mayros just after the plaque. Is the eid ayin godol? Eina yechela libdeik. She cannot make an abdika oz lilbos levonim ulahatsu v'limlos miyem hamachos. The other that call kvar also is a lila because the call already made at night.
Like the mashal.
They made at night. There it is. It's already the next day. Mm-hmm. Now, the yesh I mean the mutter, afilu also hakol Shabbos. Even if they made it for Shabbos, so. In other words, you have two different opinions. Does it have already a deen of the next day that you can start, that you already can start counting? Okay? Does it have a deen that still, since it's actually realistically, it's not lie law or so, so it's as if to say, if it's not lie law yet, I mean, she still can make, according to that, she would be able to make a bedika. She would be able to make a bedika and so forth because it's not really the next day yet. So that would be...
Even if she bent short.
Yeah, well, that's what he seems to say. In fact, he even mentioned in the Achrayim, even she davened, she was Mekabel Shabbos. A few of his followers, he did all of that. So you have, again, this difference, the same type of thing, whether the Kabbalah of the Mesif Michol HaLakadosh makes it to have a dean of Lila or make a Nafkamina as far as this is concerned. Is it already the next day or not? That's the same machlekes that you have between the Mashal and the Taz. And in fact, here the Shach says, if you look there up on the left, on the top, a few of us are called Shabbos. Ki'ahi tosefes, because why? Lo shayach re'inyan nida. Because there, tzor chav dalet shorot, you have to have full days. The kain isabah, in other words, not arbitrary things that we set up as a day. Kain isabah perik nayur, betesis, giba matzul, the matzul, or that's a pesa, b'shabbos, yom insayim. Kain yesh raya, mitzvios aimer. See, he brings now here, mitzvios aimer. The lo chashvinin, the laila, fila be'el shabbos. Even el shabbos, the tesis, shabbos is the raisa. When you meisif El Shabbos on the day, and that we just said before, where it was quoted and it's from Gemara's, that is meisif Michol HaLakedosh, v'chein mi'achilas matzah u'pesah v'sukkah. At kan v'shein ha'order, v'shein maril. Mashmi b'dvor, Michol HaMinrayas, y'af ha'pish y'espala l'hi kamkein. Even the woman herself was davening. She also already was mekabel Shabbos. The also Shabbos is still mutter. It's another way. What is still mutter? It means she still can make the bezikah. Because it's the day. It's not the lila. It's not too late. That's the point that the Shach, when Heng Das, Ach Echod, Minach Deling, the Chuba Shevi, Atzumas Hadeshen Shom, the Afili, Spali, Avis, Mutter Ayin Shom. The Fizeh, Masha Kosev Arab, when referring to the Ramor here, the Afili also are called Shabbos Horekoma. A few also are called Gam Kain Shabbos. The Gam He, and she also. The Agon of the Meir Verabi Zal, Lo Kosa Kain the Tshuva, and Lo Kosa of the Laharav, in its power, he Avis, Ein Lo Hakim. So as if to say, then it's too late. A few of the Ebed, Gila Kamon, Perk, Simen, Shein, Ein, Ein, the Ein Shab. The Hein Gata Mashal, the Tshuva, Simen, Ein, Bey, Shebeza, the Kamon. Even those that are makel, I know at chav davar shorot. You have to have a full day. You have to make the equal days. In other words, there should be full days as far as that is concerned. That's the basically what the Shach is saying. But we see that there is that this inyan of whether it's harmonized with being lila or not touches on many areas of halacha, even over here by the dean of Dida, of the beginning of counting, or whether she can still have a bedikah or not. Now let's go to the, so that's still, plukta here in the Achrayim, but
does the Sofei Yoma have anything to do in terms of the second day of the
Kohen?
In terms of Shavuot?
Well, the sake of the day?
The second day is going to be Shabbos.
Yeah. Well, there it's different. That's different. There you can daven earlier.
But
yeah.
Still, if you're going to consider
that a perfect
human,
yeah, but we don't. But in that particular case, we don't, because in principle, it's the Maisa. When it comes to that, we don't have to delay it. The sake of the Yemer, we consider really the first day as the Iker day. It's just the Chumer of the Rabbanim. You have the Yomim Tzeinim Shel Goyis. Anyhow, coming back to the machlekes of Rishayim is the machlekes between the Tesis and Tzachim there and on this Inyan, and there's Tesis Rabbeinu Yehuda Chosid. There's a Pelish on the Sefta Brothers, Tesis Rabbeinu Yehuda Chosid, and there's a difference between these two Shitas of Rishayim as far as understanding whether we accept Mesiv Michol HaLakedosh. Does it create a Dean Lila, which seems to be the approach that the Taz has over there in Hilchos Lulav? So the point that is made is this, that the Tesis and Tzachim, right there at the beginning of Aveh Tzachim, where it says the following, although Surah Shabbos the Yontif, Matsi Ochel Hu Vajyam, that everybody agrees, that Surah Shabbos the Yontif ordinarily you could eat earlier, but to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Matzah, or called Pesach and Mora, you have to eat it Belila. That's what Taisa says. Mi Vajyam, Mishum Diyes Din Taisa Shabbos the Yontif, of Pesach, Matzah, Mora, Mitzvoso Misha Pesach. And what's the reason? Because it says so in the Pasuk. The Ochlu es Abasa, the Laila Hazeh, says Laila. And we compare Matzah and Mora to Pesach. That's what it tells us. And it says Matzah and Mora, Itzkashu le Pesach. Our Mefu is the Tesis, Lo Chashiv Laila. Tesis, Shabbos, Yantav, according to Tesis in Psachim, right there on that Mishnah, is not considered that should have a Dean Laila. However, what is the face of Rabbeinu Yehuda Choshit? Now, that's in a separate sefer, which has become available. The face of Rabbeinu Yehuda Choshit in Brochus, Zafchot Zion Omer Aleph, here is the Lashon of the Tesis. The face of Rabbeinu Yehuda Choshit. Miu, this is what Tesis says, Gabi Masa, or Ya'ema Rabbeinu Yanka Mikurbeel, that's one of the Bali Tesis, Sha'ein, he's saying, Ein lecho matzah ad shetesha, until it gets dark, neither on the Tosefta b'sochim, omu all of our Hillel, shoyakeyach pesach matzah umara, the emesai ochlo, there the lashon of Tosefta is, when did he eat it? Mi shetesha. The ein kan Tosefta mi deraisa. There's no question of being meish mi deraisa. So he says, Shinei Pesach Dixiv the Oklu es Abasa Balaila Hazeh. Balaila Be'inin. In other words, we need a Laila Daska. That's what we're going to have. And Matzah isn't compared, it's Kashoy La Pesach. Avalim Oklu Mibayin Yain. But if he ate it when it was day yet, before earlier, La Yossi Azeh Chavasa. Well, now here, so what is he saying different? That doesn't seem to be saying anything different. Now here's a more or less his statement where we see that he goes away in a little different. Mumihu, however, he says says the following. The fact that he says that shehitzker misha tefshach, the very fact that he mentioned when it's not lashmiinen shachol pishes fitas pesach b'di'ayim. The reason why he said misha tefshach is not so much to emphasize the question of that you have to eat it at night, but it's to emphasize the point that the kol pesach, though you shecht it in the daytime, when is the chiyuv of eating it? The eating is at night. And an apple, libayim kamo, that's like other kachim. All other kachim is only can be eaten in the daytime. There are no kachim that are eaten at night, basically, you know, fundamentally that way. The ulaolam. Ain, in other words, he says the following. Ain, as he says, Inyan Tosefis, Hiraminen Gamkein, that's the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda HaKosid. Now, what is Rabbi Yehuda HaKosid actually saying here? That Pesach, he's saying, he could even eat me by Yain, but Tasis Yantav. If your Mesach Tasis Yantav, Apol P, the see the Pesha the Ochlu is Abasa Balaila is there, the Vin and Dafka Laila, that means that however if it's Yantav, Choshev Laila. Tesis Yantav is considered like night. That's the big Chiddush. The big Chiddush is different than the regular Tesis. That Tosefes Yantav has a Din Laila. That's the Chiddush. Yeah, so that you could add to that also the other things, whatever it is. That's the point. So according to this, there's a machlekes, the mashal and the taz is a machlekes from Bali Tesis and Tesis of Yehuda HaChassid. In other words, whether you say with a Tesis Yontif creates all of the deem of Yontif that's already like Lila, and that's what the taz wanted to say over there by deem of Lulav. He says it's It's already Shemini Atzeres. You don't have to worry about about Sukkah or anything else of that sort. And this goes seems to go in that same shita. And the Mashal goes differently because the Mashal shita seems to go like Pesach. No, it's a chilik between the inyan of Maisis, Pesach Yontif or Shabbos, and the actual deen of Lila. It's not considered like Lila. That's according to Mashal. The one when you're Maisim, it's all like Pesach. That's talking about, what are you meisiv then? We're meisiv the Kedusha, Shabbos, the Yontif, Halakadosh. In other words, you have Isha Malacha and everything else of that sort. But the actual deen of Lila is not meisiv. That's what it does not accomplish, that particular point. Now, there's a very interesting point that Zolti comes up, and actually he has he has an insight when it comes to the Meshe Chachma, who just makes a very curt observation. But when you look at the psukim that deal with Shavuos, when you look at the psukim that deal with the Yontif of Shavuos, what is the nusach actually, the lashon of the actual pasuk? It's different than the other things. And the lashon is this. In all of the Mayadim, it says, in Parshas Emor, B'yayim HaRishon, Mikra Kedesh, Yilachem. And then it says also, B'yayim HaShvi'i, Mikra Kedesh. But when it comes to Shavuos, you follow the Pesukim, it says the following, U'korosam, the Etzem, HaYayim HaZeh, Mikra Kedesh, Yilachem. This is an extra phrase. In the others, it doesn't say, I mean, when it's talking about Yom Kippur, it mentions that going to the Tzumah Shel Yom, but what is the significance of what the Pasuk is trying to tell us there, the Mikra Kedesh? All the other Meirim, it doesn't say this Lashon. So, what is the... So he comes up with this chiddush. And this chiddush, others have come up to also. That when that's, in other words, the pasuk is telling us that although other yamin tovim, you can have meisiv michol ala chiddush. And it's going to have all of the dinim of that yantif, whether it's Pesach or Sukkot. Or so, and except for the specific deaning that demand Lila, but we're talking about the whole deen, he says when it comes to Shavuos, there's no deen. The Pasuk is trying to tell us that the deen of Yontif is only the Esam Ayom Hazeh, not by Taisus Yontif. That's the Chiddush. And therefore, if that's already there in the Pasuk, that would be the reason why we would be delayed. Why would we delay Mitzvah? Because the Tzumah Shel Yom is not from the Pesach of the Yom. It's only from the actual day. That's the point that he wants to make, he's saying. Once you call it Mikra Kedesh, that has that particular deen. So, the Etzem HaYom HaZeh is not, you can't call that Pesach Yontif. That's the way it would come out. That would be a Tzvah. Or the reason why you have to wait later, because Shavuos requires. In other words, Shavuos is not some sort of a minig or some sort of an Indian you're waiting just for Sfira Toima. You're waiting for the Etzem HaYom HaZeh. The Etzem HaYom HaZeh is not with the Pesach Yontif. That's the point that he's learning out from the Pasuk. So that would resolve the whole Indian. Where does the minig go? If you stop right then and there, you say, where does the minig come to wait later? By Shavuos, not because so much of Tzminos or so forth, so the special deen of Etzem HaYom HaZeh, not any inyan of Pesach Yontif. That's the approach. However, but that's a big chiddush. Why is it a big chiddush? In fact, the Avadi Yosef deals with that from a different angle than anyone else. When you learn a drosha in the Gemara, you take, let's say, they have a pasuk. Ordinarily, you cannot learn out of halacha yourself from the pasuk itself. You have to have a drasha of chazal to tell us that that's what the halacha is. I can, you know, I can make a nice shekel, but to learn out a halacha, you have to have a specific halacha. Now, if you take that pasuk and say that the pasuk is telling us there's a specific halacha, that's a mayom hazeh, but the Chazal don't say that. The Chazal, you know where they do make a difference between the Etzem and the Tosefis? They make a difference by Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, the Gemara says in Yuma, when they talk about Tesis, Yom HaKippur, and the Tosefis, now, the Einish of Yom Kippur, which is Chorus, is only on the Etzem HaYom, Etzumus HaYom. On Tosefis Yom HaKippur, the Gemara says, it there in Yuma, is only the Lav. If you're meisif on it, you know, you're meisif michol alakedish. So that's a drasha of the Gemara. Now you're coming up with shvuos, you have no Gemara. You have no text in Teirush HaBalpeh that tells us that there's no din Tosefis by shvuos, it's only a tumah shel yom. You're trying to learn the pasuk that way, but who says it is? Why don't we say that that Pesach, when we talk about yontif in general, can use all the yomim tevim, not only Pesach and Sukkot, it also includes Shavuos. So that's considered a big thing. Rav Avadi Yosef and Sefer Yechava Das, he talks about that and he rejects that you can't make a specific drasha. He says this in the sixth chelik of the Shuvas Yechava Das in Simon Laman. So towards the because he discusses this whole thing about waiting late to daven and all of that. And we'll see in a moment what he says about that. He says, makes this point here. In fact, he says, they're achraining, in other words, Rav Zolti is not the one that has mechadish this drosha from the Mikra Kedah, the Etzem HaYom HaZeh. There were other achraining. There was the Baal from Vilna, the Gainim, the Reishis Bikurim, the Baal Cheshik Shlema, he brings the Pasuk, Kosh of Yetzim HaZum HaZeh, Mikra Kesh Yil HaShem. And he makes a comparison with Yom Kippur, just like Yom Kippur make a chilek between the Etzim HaYom and the Tosefis. So here is only the Etzim HaYom itself. So he brings it down. So Afo Piso Ravadya says the following, although it's a Dvar Chochma, it's a nice, what you say, a nice hop, it is. It's a beautiful explanation with that pasuk, because the pasuk is rendering is different than everything else. The Alpha Pish of Dvar Chokma, who, the Dibre Pichachem Hain, Komachim Yadur, Shain, Lomer, Lizros, Droshes Midaitenu. You can't just make nice Droshes from ourselves and apply it to our Lachic Kos, Midaitenu, Kishain, Mokhe, Ladola, Bishasu, Paskin. You can't do that. You can't pick Kamosha, because of he brings substantiation from one of the Rishonim, the Ra'or and Ketubas about that, and other places. So, therefore, he says that you can't accept that on that particular face value. However, what do we do with the situation? Because this Shaila and this Tshuva is, and he asked this Shaila, and this is the point, can we be Mekabel Shavuos earlier? Is it wrong? You have here the Taz and the Morgan Avraham talk about the meaning to make it later, and we have went through this whole Indian with the Taz and the Mashal and the faces of being a Yehuda Apostle and so forth. But the Ravadia brings down. He says that the Mokar to wait late. One of the main Mekayus is from the son of the Shloah Kaddish. And the Meir HaGon, he's quoted from Marash Milablin, Shekibul Ishmit Pi Ishmit Pi HaGon Rabbeinu Yaakov Polak, who was one of the Gedalim of Poland, there, the Baal Pilpul, Shlolashos Kiddush Alakais Balai Lavishin Shalakashuas Adi Ahatesa Kravim. You wait there, Mitnei, Shesviro Shaimer, Yama Sheva Shabbos Tzmimos, Shemekadosh Rebbeinu Yaim, who Mechatzer he takes away from the 49 days and so forth and so on. That's what he's saying. So however, he comes to the conclusion, I'm just reducing it, it's interesting Tshuva, he says, but look, why do you have a certain Messias here? He's saying, in Europe. He said, now it's your soil, it's not so gefährlich. And ask your soil, it's not so late. You know, ask your soil basically is closer towards the equator. You have more of a balanced day. You don't have such a late thing. But let's say you're in England. And I'm not going to Alaska yet.
Manchester.
Yeah, Manchester in England, or even in parts of England. Or what about the Leningrad? I mean, or Petersburg and all those places. All of that. So supposing you're going to wait all that time to wait for the sphere to the end of it before you can be in the cottage, before you can daven, and all of that. So he's saying that it's going to ruin, he says, the whole thing of the Simchas Yontif. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying. And as a result of that, he says the people won't even be able to say what we call the Tikkun Leil Shavuos and everything else. They'll eat so late. By the time they finish eating, it's already there, dawn. Everybody, when will they do anything of that sort? So he comes and he says at the end, here's what his interesting lesson is. He says, Mikamus Eilu She'efshel Lochus L'divir Achreinim V'lahantim M'lekadesh Aliyahatei Tachavavim. No, you can do it. You wait a little later. I will be asked a rope or kadema, shashki and itzacheres meod b'nei akayis. Gets very late. Well, b'nei habayis, imagine everybody in the household got to wait. B'nei habayis mitztarim l'sheves u'lahamtim ad halayla. Gamze geilim hafor the seder halimut halayla. Because people are not going to get involved into the learning. Here they're hungry, here they're this and that. And he talks about the scoring of Piazzeir, Bari, Kamosha, Kosa, Besefer, Yesha, Behemoth, Yesh, Lahokel, Lahem, Lakadish, Leliso, Nidor, Yang. Vin Efsha, Tevshi, Amtinu, Atkilis, Ashkia, if possible, at least the beginning of the Shkia. The Eben, Shashemish, Nichseis, Mienenu. That's the end of it. And that's the way he comes to that particular community. He's being very practical and facing a realistic situation.
As long as he has a post.
Huh?
As long as he has a post.
Yeah, I mean, he's facing this reality. And El Cisrael is not a big problem, because El Cisrael, even the summertime, I know, you know, the day is over. Shabbos is a balanced thing. It's not stretched out all the time, but in the northern climes, it gets very, very, very late. You have a big problem.
Right.
In Europe,
right.
And
you talked about the second day of the davening early. You say only because it's Shabbos, or even if it was would be a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Actually, also you could be metabolized it earlier. The first day you've been Ma'aka because of the Sfiyo Seimer.
Right, right.
But on the second day you can be Makabal earlier, really. That's
and
what
the other thing is the drinking of the cup of wine for kids is only because you hold it by their life, right?
Yeah, that's right. You should wait. You'll wait for that. That's what they say.
I'll
finish that, All right. I didn't even make it. Well, concept, everybody.
Has left the conference.
Mark Wiener
has left the conference.
David Montrose
has left the conference.
to be made on this call, press